100 Word Stories. Good morning and happy Easter-like experience. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Hi, how you doing? Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, you are healed. Also, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's the broken headset or the awful, nasty, allergic head cold, whatever. It's one thing and then I take a drug for another and it makes me all loopy and I'm stumbling and then I walk into a... whatever, you know the drill. Anyway, the topic this week was sick. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, we have Tura Bregianu. Sounds like we're about to start a wrestling. Maybe we are. Maybe we are going to start a wrestling match. I don't know. We'll find out. Here's Tura.
Zaprut is the oldest city of which we have any record. Only its name survives, for the city was overtaken by a calamity so sudden and so total that none survived to say what befell it. The name became synonymous with defeat, and in Roman times, hearing of some military debacle, senators would angrily declare, "Sic Zaprut." Thus was Zaprut, fearing that Rome itself might pass the same way. And that is why, nowadays, when a footballer wishes to express the depth of his emotion when his team loses a match, he will profess to being sick as a parrot. If anyone was completely mystified by the end of that, sick as a parrot is a British idiom of uncertain origin.
Thank you, Tura. And yes, I do feel sick as a parrot. Oh, man. Well, that's okay. I should be drinking orange juice instead of tea with... maybe iced tea with lemon. What beverages? Maybe I should just drink concrete. Whoa. Okay. This is going to be a long one to listen to. I'll tell you that. You might as well just, you know, skip to... wait, what is it? When we get to the stories. Okay, another story here. Let's go with Thomas from Fifth Coffee. Yes, I should be drinking coffee. What cures the common cold? Time and rest. Good night, everybody.
Hello, everyone. A collection of 27 of my drabbles are in my new book, Short Shorts, for sale, now on Amazon. Thank you to Shel Silverstein for the idea for this topic today, sick. Shel Silverstein's poem, Sick, is excellent. I'm sick, my eyes swollen, my ears ring, I have a rash all over my thing. When I walk, I stumble, my intestines rumble, my nose is dripping, I'm constantly tripping. My chest tight, my bowels are loose, my guts feel like they're in a noose. My breath is stinky, I can't use my winky, my liver's hard, my spleen is jumpy, the back of my neck is red and bumpy. My throat is tight, my teeth are loose, my tongue tastes like mildewed mousse. No work for me today, but no work, no pay. Oh wait, it's a holiday.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just get that link added there and done. Woo, yay. Oh, by the way, maybe we should do a day where everyone sends in the links to all their books and then, like, we have an author signing thing, although I don't know how you'd sign books over a podcast, but still, we'd find a way because we're innovative. We're cutting edge. We're... I'm sure C.C. Chapman has already said 27 ways you can sign a book over the internet, or J.C. Hutchins, or all those guys. They do all the cool stuff all the time. Yeah. Thank you, Thomas. All right. And, oh, this is cool. He also, on his blog, he mentioned some readings there every fourth Friday. That's cool, man. I've been looking at the ones down here, and when I'm feeling just a little better, just when I'm going to get all ready. I've got ones picked out. I've got the beret. I've even got the beret. I've got multiple berets, but I've got the one. It's blue, but it's a very impressive blue. It's a not quite cerulean blue, but still, it's a very impressive blue, and folks will go, ooh, look at that blue beret. They're serious, and that will fool them, because I'm not. So, okay. More stories. Chris the Nuclear Kid. Yeah, he got his story in real early. So, I gotta get this one over the midget, and, yeah, I know, you didn't have much to... quit playing with the cats. Okay, here we go.
I walked and walked, occasionally tripping over the immense weaving of roots and scratches, covered my arms, legs, and face. It had been about 2 months when I first started my journey, and it was getting colder, so I knew it was nearly winter. I kept walking for a while, and then stopped to rest and eat. Setting up the tent I had brought with me, I went to sleep. The next morning, however, I felt sick. Looking around, I noticed it had snowed during the night, which explained why I was feeling sick. Over the night, I had caught a cold.
Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid, as spread by the Midget. Well, this has taken a while to get put together. In between all the stories and all the ramblings that I'm doing, oh man, I'm going through a whole case of paper towels here. Oh yeah, the quicker picker-upper. Bleh. Whew. Dude. All right, let's keep going here. Enough of me complaining about how I'm feeling sick. I'm really getting into the topic, I'm telling you. I should probably write my own story this week, but it's my day to rest. It's Sunday. You know, you guys have to do all the work. And speaking of doing all the work, it's Muncie. Muncie and I are going to do this film. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be, he falls in love with a Diet Coke bottle. Not a can, you know, those are cheap whores. And certainly not fountain drink. Oh, come on, such posers. And it's going to be fabulous. And you know it's got to be good if it's Muncie. And here's another example of Muncie's being good.
Evening, gang. Or, if you're listening to this in the morning, turn your media player off and wait till evening. Then turn it back on, rewind a little bit, and play my greeting again so it makes sense. Time for a story. Dubstep by Chris Monroe.
I'm gonna drop some sick beats. No, seriously, these beats are the sickest. You ain't never heard beats this sick. These beats are so sick, the CDC has declared them a Class 1 biohazard and warned that exposure to them isn't safe, dog. The death rate from exposure to these beats is 96%, and they're airborne, bro. That's right, airborne. No body fluid contact required for transfer of these sick beats. These beats are the sickest, and unless the United Nations meets my demands, I will drop these beats. You have been warned. You have 24 hours to comply. Flash fiction at MunzieStories.blogspot.com. Tweets at MunzieBunzie. See y'all next week.
I guess you folks are gonna have to listen to the stories before the sick beats kill us all. Oh well. Thank you for threatening us with annihilation, Muncie. We'll see you next week. I've heard a preview. They're pretty sick beats. Isn't that right, little baby? See, I got a mist next to me this time. Yeah, now she doesn't say anything. She never says a thing. Well, unless she's asleep and then you poke her in the tummy and she wakes up, it's like, yerp. You know, but that's not nice to do. You know, you do that about 20 times and that's not a happy cat. Yeah. Yeah, you are so soft. You are so soft, and you're licking my hand. You're like, don't bet on me. All right. Yeah, I fill in the lines for the cat one. All right, well, now that I've completely revealed myself to be a loon, let's move on to our friend Serendipity Heaven. No, I said Heaven. Haven! I get everybody's last name wrong. All right, here's Serendipity and their story, and let's see how much the midget can screw this up.
This is why you should always proofread your copy. Who'd have thought losing a single letter could cause so much grief? Wanted. Slick individuals who won't take no for an answer. That's what the ad should have said, but some bozo at the agency dropped the L from slick. Which is why I'm sifting through resumes with hobbies that include rather gruesome things. Ducks and modeling with earwax. Then George turned up for his interview. So why should I give you the job, George? He opened his jacket, revealing an arsenal of scalpels. I gave him the job.
Oh, man. Oh, that's all you need to get a job these days? An arsenal of scalpels? Dude, someone get that all on the wire. Oh, wow, the unemployment rate will drop to 2%.
Yes, well, we've looked through your resume and, whoa, scalpels! Oh, man, you're hired.
And then, like, they can, you know, cut their way to the top. It's like, eh,
this report isn't so good. Ah, what do you do with that scalpel?
Yeah, I've lost it. I have a fever of 275, so come on, give me a break. Oh, right, speaking of giving me a break, it's Logan Berry. Logan Berry. Logan Berry? Logan Berry. Logan Berry. Ah, good. Well, I got it right for once. All right, here's Logan Berry's story, and... cue! Genve and Tali had a contest. Who could be the worst in 1 week? Genvi kicked things off by parking illegally in a handicap zone at a mall while she leisurely shopped for a new soft toy for her cat, Stinky. Tali shared a dorm room with an academic exchange student from Indonesia whom he made cry by shaving her head while she was asleep. Genvi kept saying she could are less when she meant she could care less. Tali drove below the speed limit in busy highway traffic. Denvi painted an abstract picture in shades of yellow, to which she glued golden raisins in a random pattern.
The shellfish in Tali's chopino was so egregiously undercooked that 7 of his 12 guests were violently ill, and one died. Denvi purchased a shotgun and killed her next-door neighbor, Gus, for continually allowing his dog out into the roof on 6 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, where he barked and disturbed the neighbors. That was really sick, Tali admitted to Genvi on visiting day. You win.
Man, why can't I have friends like that? They're interesting. I have boring friends. Oh well, those of you who are my friends who are listening, become more interesting. Although I'm not going to eat anything you cook. Oh, thank you, Logan Berry, and let's keep going until my sinuses finally fill up and drown the world. Bonchance? No, not Bonchance. Bonchance? No, Bonchance and Sevi. Here, hold on. This one's from Sevi, so I'm going to share with you the story from Sevi, and then we have Bonchance, I think. I'm not sure. This gets so confusing. Is the leash held, or is it led? I don't know. It's very confusing.
Crab Mariner's 100-word challenge. This week's challenge word, sick. This is written by Severina Halostar. Halostar. Sick. Sick of my life, selected for me. No reason to go on with the charade, all the lies. Sick of him, his power, the control, unable to make my own decisions, to live in a free world. Sick of instilled fear, a life full of coercion, unrelenting rules, no flexibility to be one who I want to be. Sick of the lies, the ongoing propaganda, to be someone I am not, trying to squeeze into an iron mold, it constrains me. Sick of this world, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water. I am begging, transcend my soul to heaven.
Thank you, Sevi, and thank you, Bonchance. And yes, I am sick too of earth, wind, and fire. Although, some of their stuff really does make me transcend to heaven. It is good. Oh, sorry. Thank you, and... What? There's more Bonchance? Oh, good. Oh, whew, it's like a double feature. Except, it's sort of. I don't know, it's like double feature, but two different writers, but the same actor, and oh, it's the same set. So, it's not quite a sequel, and it's not a prequel. Ooh, maybe it's a parallel movie. Or a re-envisioning. Or a reboot. Oh, she's asleep. Cats.
Crap Mariners 100 Weekly Word Challenge. This week's word, sick. Dave set out to buy a safe car for his daughter. He was regretting his purchase. It had everything on his list, and within budget. His wife followed as he drove the gift to his daughter's apartment. A kid must have been the previous owner. All black, inside and out. Black rims, black tinted windows, oversized tailpipe. He only hoped his daughter wouldn't think it too hideous to drive. He parked, stepped to the curb when a passing young man said, "Dude, sick car." He nodded, confirming the judgment, but then noticed it was meant as a compliment. He smiled.
Thank you, Bonchance. You, babe. Wow, I was going to say, baby, you can drive my car, but wow. This is what happens when you try to record a whole session sick, and you just, everything gets all scrambled up. You know, scrambled, like Easter eggs. Next up, we have Guy David. Oh, happy rectangular cardboard with lined up holes eating holiday! Ooh, yes, my favorite. Wait. Oh, that stuff makes me even sicker. Oh, well, here's Guy David and his story.
Lemon, a 100-word story by Guy David. The yellow acid known as a lemon smashed through my mouth, distributing throughout my body. I should have known that it would contain the virus. I could feel the nanobots working up and down my body, changing it. I knew what was coming. I've seen it happen to many of my friends before. Too many. My body would change, my memories would fade, and I would no longer be. Who knows which terrorist group released the virus? Maybe it wasn't them. Maybe it was a madman in a basement somewhere. The end result? We are all ending up as trees.
Ooh, I kind of like that. I'd like to wind up as a tree. Because it would be like, oh, dude, sunlight. Ah, no sunlight. Sunlight. Ah, no sunlight. Ooh, birds, squirrels. Ah, Dutch elm disease. Thud. I'm a chair. Okay. Right. Thank you, Guy David, and... Oh, I'm starting to get a little woozy, which is going to make the walk. I haven't done a two-hour hike on the weekend in a very long time. I'm probably just going to do an hour today. I'm working my way back to the routine. Taking a very long time doing it, though, as I'm picking through chocolate and mint and other things through this basket. There's no hummus in it. That used to be kind of a tradition. But there, ooh, I do have Winnie the Pooh Pez dispensers. Ooh, and, well, I already have Lord of the Rings. But that's okay. I can use more. What do you think? You want your own Lord of the Rings? Yeah, I want my own Lord of the Rings. Okay. She's a very happy cat. So let's see who's next. Steven the Nuclear Man. All right. Steven? Ooh, do nuclear things help cure the common cold? Because I could use it.
Steven the Nuclear Man here, telling you that by the time you hear this, The Crimson Pact Volume 3 should be available at fine digital ebook establishments near you. That's right, Volume 3. More demon-stopping action than you can shake a stick at. Because it's an ebook, and shaking a stick at a bit of code is kind of silly. Anyway, on with today's story. She was sick, lied about everything. Her parents, her past, did drugs and fucked her lovers in front of the infant. Blew a grand on a drug-fueled orgy when we were reconciling. Her child was sick. It explains the shit smeared on the wall, the threats and violence, the last videotaped assault, the knife and murder plan hidden under his bed. His second mother was sick. Her father's abuse, a string of others, then reinfected by the violent child. Gone now. Maybe healing. Maybe not. But I see the common factor. He's in the mirror. Time to heal.
I hope it's time to heal. I'm probably going to just microwave up some chicken soup in a minute, man. Oh, sorry. Oh, that's not what you meant. Oh, thank you, Steven, the Nuclear Man. And Crimson Pack. Okay, hold on. Adding the link. And there. We're getting all kinds of links to various stuff and places and thing out there this week. You can just fill a Kindle up. Dang. I wish you could fill a Kindle up with these stories. Maybe one day you can. I'm still dorking with the template. Okay, so I haven't written the intro to The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln yet. I really need to. And it needs to be one of those not-so-pretentious but pretentious kind of intros. Does anyone want to write a guest foreword to it? Like, man, these stories... Jeez. Something like that. You know, utterly brief. It would be like, you know, in large letters on the cover, forward by, and then your name, and then real small, oh yeah, and stories. So that would be kind of funny. And then the forward would be utterly disappointing. So, I'd give you thanks. I'm not trying to do this for my... Well, maybe after this one, and then like, oh, yeah, now they got this stuff for cheap. I've got them hooked. And then, like, you know, make billions. There's a podcast. Oh, I'm still recording? Okay. Here we go with Zach Man. Yeah, I say here we go a lot. I need to open up my repertoire.
Coming down the stage, it's Zach Man.
How was that?
I think I got the new mutation of the bird flu. Being the whitest of white boys, I should have seen my doctor when people started complimenting me on my dancing. Good dancing is the first sign of the disturbed strain of the bird flu virus. No, really, it was on the news and everything. The worst thing is when I started growing feathers. The feelings of hate and anger were no treat. It was bad enough that I could not stop physical activity until fainting from exhaustion. You can say that. I got up and got down with the sickness.
Thank you, Zach. I wish I had that kind of sickness. At least I'd be dancing. Although I'd need a wireless headset. I do have two wireless headsets, but I never use them. I use this USB one because, as you can tell, the great improvement in quality. Next up, we have Red. Let's say that again. Red Goddess. Starting to fade out here, man. I may take a nap. So, here's Red. Wake me up when the... Oh, it feels so good.
Crab Mariner's 100-word challenge. This week's challenge word, sick. This by Red Goddess, Talk with Marie. Lola was on alert to fight back sneaky germs during the flu season. She stocked on multivitamins, ginger roots, and cold medications for a month's worth. She's been exposed to some sick zombies leaking fluids from everywhere. On the trains, she noticed some couldn't breathe, while few were always on the brink of sneezing. Others were coughing non-stop in their oversized coats with tissues on the other hand. The rest were too weak to even dry their red, droopy eyes. Lola was determined to beat these viruses before plotting and snatching their chance to trap her to a sickbed.
Thank you, Red Goddess, but most of all, thank you, Bonne Chance. It is the Bonne Chance Hour, I suspect. In fact, we will be changing this podcast name to the Bonne Chance Hour. You see? TJ would be proud of that theme. Oh, if you're wondering where TJ is, he's busy, you know, moving this and that and going here and going there. But he'll be back one day. He'll be back. He promised me. And then we'd be sitting at the train tracks for 20 years from now.
He's coming any day now. He'll be here. I have a ticket. It's hard to read. The ink fell off of it. It's biodegradable crap. Maybe I should just play Tom's Story, see what updates there are.
Oh, am I still doing that voice? I forgot I was doing that voice. Oh, I don't want to take my temperature again.
Do you want to take my temperature for me?
Okay, little cat. Yeah, you are just such a sleepyhead.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. Okay, I got updates. Planet Z passes Guy David to have the third longest running stories in a row, 126. Steve the Nuclear Man passes TJ and becomes the fifth top contributing author. Zachman 2 passes TJ to take the number 6 place. The Return of Thomas moves himself one ahead of young Denny Dwyer. Another surprise, Almo Schumann goes from the 20th to the 19th place. Chris Monroe is two stories shy of entering the top 20 authors. Chris the Nuclear Kid moves into the 27th place, past Lisa and Danny Merkel. Tura is one story shy of entering the top 30. He passes A.M. Early, Eva Moon, and Ashley. And Mr. Beauchamp enters the top 50, entering the tribe of monkeys. 13 of the top 50 authors were active this week, so we have gone 34 weeks in double digits, story average at 11.4. Total stories, 35. And tonight's story is, Tommy is Sick. Hello, America. I'm Morgan Freeman. and I'm here this evening at the 100-word challenge at podcastingisfullofcrap.com to share with you the tragic story of Tommy M. Yes, dear listeners, Tommy appears to be a normal, healthy young man, but lurking under the surface is a deadly killer. Tommy suffers from a terminal case of objectphilia, a compulsive drive to attain 100 mid-century objects. This condition is triggered by viewing the Lionsgate production of The Lost Room. Yes, see Tommy blankly staring at eBay listings, scrolling until his fingers bleed. I found the Motorola 17T13. Sad. Give, so more may live.
Oh, are we doing fundraising now? Oh, man, okay. Thanks, Tom, and congratulations on scoring Morgan Freeman for reading your story. That's just so cool. I'm a little wobbly right now. Hopefully I remember how to post this stuff up by complete reflex because... oh, I should really go lay back down. Lizzie, could you read the next story, please? Thanks.
Hello, everyone. Here's a story I wrote for this week. Hidden in the corner of the attic under piles of dusty newspapers, she noticed a trunk. Inside, amongst old diaries, curls of hair and baby shoes, there was a letter dated 1905. She read through. Dangerous and are sick, stay away, has purple eyes, do not marry him, become killers. She was shocked. Who was this person? Above the trunk was an old mirror. She looked up, and she understood. The stranger did marry into the family, despite the warning letter, because she, too, had purple eyes, and this inexplicable urge that had driven her to a complete solitude. This was my story for the week. I invite you to drop by my writing blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com. And talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Whee! Ooh, this green stuff is good. I like it. Thank you. Ooh. I feel okay. All right. Ooh, look at that heavy machinery over there. I should drive a car into it. Hey, Danny, where are the keys? Oh, they're over there. Okay, hold on. Oh, this key doesn't... oh, wait, no, that's the keychain. All right, hold on. Oh, wow. Man, it's been a while since I drove. I've never seen this kind of stuff in the dash. Oh, what? Oh, I opened up the trunk? Oh, I was wondering where the radio was. Okay, hold on. All right. Okay, I'll hit play.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here. Yet again with what can only be considered a riveting entry, especially if you enjoy turtle races. So here it is, Weekly Challenge 311. Sick. My dog peed on the carpet again. I had just taken him out 2 times in the past 40 minutes, yet he still pees right on the carpet. I can't leave the little monster alone, so I decided to sleep on the floor in an attempt to keep him from peeing on the carpet. Background noise from the television finally lulls me to sleep. The dog nestles beside me. I eventually dream of being trapped at the bottom of a foul, polluted waterfall. I suddenly wake up to a face full of urine from the back end of my dog. Sick. Okay, side note. Fortunately, that's not a true story, although truth be told, this story was inspired by my little dog Freddy peeing on my parents' carpet mere moments after being brought in from his second walk in less than 40 minutes. This happened today. I guess that's the little guy's way of saying, I'm mad at you because you groomed me today. Have fun.
Thank you, Danny. Cool. Oh, wait, I'm reading something here. Whiskey Monday. I forgot eggs, so I hid all the kids' electronics. It's added an element of desperation to the hunting. I hope none of them is a nebulizer. Let's just keep going here. We're coming close to the end. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. And, oh no, they have two stories instead of one. Let me read here. The first is my actual story. The second one, well, use it if you like or don't. I won't be offended if you don't. It's just a bit of silliness. A bit of silliness you put together when you should have been sleeping? Oh, we're definitely going to include that. So here are some stories from Uncle Monster. He needs his own theme music, too.
The Waiting by Clifford Lowe. The king is dying, the cry went up, as my father lay still, all manner of charlatans came to the palace. Shaman and healers plied their craft, but his majesty did not awake. Physicians used leeches, mystics burned incense, an exorcist cast out demons. Still, good King Leonard did not stir. All in the land who claimed power over disease took their turn to no avail. All, that is, except for the old alchemist up on Watchtower Hill, the one that sold me the poison. When my father finally died and made me king, the old man would receive his reward.
Ooh, I'm a charlatan. Ooh, you need a second opinion? Right. By the way, that poison that I sold you, it's been recalled. Yeah, I sold it past the sell-by date. Well, after the sell-by date, it could break down and could be dangerous. Oh, right. Never mind. Here's Cliff's second story.
Hey, Mort, did you hear about Mary's kid? What, the troublemaker? What did he do now? He just came back from the dead, that's all. Dead? I didn't even know he was sick. He wasn't sick, you idiot. The Romans crucified him. Oh, that's gotta smart. That's a tough way to go, you know. Doesn't matter, he ain't dead no more. What are you talking about? Dead's dead. Nope, some folks saw him walking around. Said he was gonna bring eternal life to everyone. Thomas, I swear you'll believe anything. I'm hungry. Come on, let's go find some eggs.
Yay! Let's go find eggs! Whee! You wanna go find some eggs, Mist? Yeah? How about some egg beaters? Yeah, I like coloring the outside of egg beaters cartons, because it's a lot less messy.
Thank you, Uncle Monster, for those two thrilling tales. Next up, we have Norval Joe, who's usually last among the outsiders, and then we bring in the ringer Planet Z from way beyond the... Not really way beyond the stars, because if you're beyond the stars, there's nothing there but background radiation and black matter. Alright, well, still, here's Norval Joe. Get that harmonica ready.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at Podiobooks.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 311 with a prompt of sick. Well, here's my story. Some prince you seem to be, the ranger laughed as he stood over the vomiting elf. No stomach for the lesser forms of life? Don't badger His Highness, Traveler, Sharika said. That trait is one of the reasons we need him along. He'll feel sick whenever goblins are near. What about Spleen? Owen asked. Will the half-goblin still go with us? The wizardess chanted some words, and the elf climbed shakily to his feet. You could have warded the creature before we met, the prince said, and saved me the discomfort. Yes, Sharika said, controlling a wicked smile. I know. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Aren't elves cool? I'm seeing elves right now. Oh, man, this stuff kicked in. Thank you, Phil. Whew, 40 minutes and I've totally lost it. I should have just jammed all the stories together and thrown it up on the site today. Well, there's only one more story to go. You know who it's by. Put on your crash helmets. We're going in.
The comedian Spike Milligan wanted to have his tombstone inscribed with the phrase, "I told you I was ill." However, despite his fame and stature in society, the church said no. Apparently, they followed the principle of John Waters, the filmmaker, who said that he wanted a plain tombstone with just his name, because humor ages, and eternity is too long for a joke. The church and Spike came to a compromise, where the phrase would be added to his tombstone, translated into Irish. John Waters, on the other hand, is still alive, and his pencil-thin mustache remains fabulously rakish.
And there you have it, a bunch of really good stories about sick. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you probably won't bother with anyway. You know, like comments. No one ever leaves comments, so don't leave a comment. I'll just delete it. Until next week, where the topic will be... What will the topic be? Oh, hugs! Because after being sick... It's time for a hug. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.